Well, as you know, this morning is a morning of prayer. My name is Lissy, and I've been part of this Oasis group for 6 or 7 years now. And this is Ellie, who's just been with us since the beginning of this year. And we wanted to just lead us this morning in a space of prayer. And really our desire is that we can connect deeply with God. I said when I was leading this prayer morning in January, I mentioned that quote about the fact that there are layers within us. And at a very surface layer, we have a lot of resistance to prayer, probably at our outer layers, where we're busy and where we're in control and where we've kind of got it all happening. We don't really want to pray that much because quite often real prayer involves looking at what's really in our hearts, and that can be challenging, and sometimes we don't even want to be honest with ourselves. But at the core of us, we really long for deep connection with the Lord, and we really long for God. So our hope this morning is that this will be a safe place where we can access the deeper part of ourselves and really pray authentically and from our hearts and meet with God. If anything, prayer is a connection and a communion with the Lord. So we pray that he will meet with us this morning and that we will be able to really offer ourselves to him as well. Okay.
Great. Yeah. Good morning, ladies. It's great to worship together and to pray together. It's a real privilege, isn't it, that we have this space to do that. And I think we just wanted to start this morning together, a real sense of being together physically. A little bit later we're going to say the Magnificat together. We're going to pray that for ourselves and for each other. And I think, actually, I really want us to get a bit closer, so I'll get us to maybe stand around here a bit later. But there's a lot of power, isn't there, standing up, encouraging each other, actually giving one another courage in this faith walk of ours. So we're going to do that. We're going to proclaim together. We're going to pray. We're going to stand up together and raise our voices. I'm not sure what's happening in your life right now, whether you are feeling excited about something, whether you're feeling happy, joyful, maybe nervous, maybe there's anticipation of some sort, maybe there's pain, maybe there's sadness or anger. Wherever you are right now, the Lord is really calling us to perseverance and to holiness. And I think that's really what we wanted to think about this morning, just as we started off our prayer time. And this ties in really nicely with what we've been looking at in James, doesn't it? So if we go back to James 1, verse 2, James writes, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." So our Father God's desire for us is that we persevere in this faith. We keep going as we trust and we follow Jesus, that we keep going deeper and deeper into his love, that we depend on him more, and we keep going to him more, living for him, standing firm, and being resilient. And I think holiness, the theme of holiness, really ties in to perseverance, doesn't it? They're incredibly intertwined, our call to be set apart, to be more like our Lord Jesus, to be more like the family of Father God. And actually, that's us becoming more ourselves, more human, as we become more like him. And again, James talks about our call to be holy in the way that we treat others, that we don't show favoritism, in the way that our actions match up with our words. He talks about really caring seriously for people, controlling our tongues and the words that come out, not judging anyone. And in verse 20, he talks about the righteousness that God desires. So this morning, we as we come to pray together, we just want to really think about how, right now, where we're at, each one of us, We're called to persevere and be holy as we follow Jesus. And that's a hard calling most of the time, isn't it? But he's given us his Holy Spirit to help us, and he's given us one another to really spur one another on and encourage, sometimes drag each other along into maturity. But the greatest reason that we persevere and that we choose holiness is because of what he's done for us and how he loves us. It's because we are his beloved people, his beloved daughters. And Lissy's going to talk a bit more.
Thanks, Ellie. Well, I thought maybe we could just move into prayer a little bit. And what I would love to do is just spend a bit of prayer space reflecting on God's love for us and reflecting on how, in light of that love, he's calling us to perseverance and to maybe hold whatever it is that's at play in our lives at the moment just before him, and how to be with him in that and how to be holy in those dynamics right now. But I always come to prayer first by remembering that God loves me. So I thought maybe we could just spend a few minutes just reflecting on God's love. And just to let you know sort of how the rest of the morning is going to play out, we're going to pray together here for a few minutes corporately. I'll lead some sort of silent prayer, then we're going to stand up together and pray the Magnificat out together. And then you'll have a good time of freedom just to make use of these lovely prayer stations that have been set up around the church. There are so many things here. There's space just to listen to the Lord in general up here. There's space to pray into your vision. We're in the middle of a week on kind of praying about our own particular vision and commitment to the life of the church and our faith. So if you want to pray into that in this tent, you can. There's prayer for the world. There are lots of different prayers. There's stations. There's one over here about our sin. And it may be that as we're praying about holiness and belovedness, it becomes clear to you something that hasn't been quite right. So if you want to pray, if you want to just confess some sin to the Lord, there's a lovely station back there where you can write your sin on a bit of paper, and when you put it in the water, it disappears and the paper turns white again. So if that's a helpful picture for you, you can pray there. Mm. And these are about different ways you might want to feel you're responding to God, responding to his great love for you and getting involved. So the kind of over here are some sort of practical ways you can say, yes, I'm part of your work. If you feel like you would really like to pray with somebody, if the things that you're holding are too heavy to hold by yourself, you're very welcome to cry here. That's absolutely fine. If you need to cry with somebody, please feel free just to tap the person that you feel quite safe with. I'm happy to pray with anybody who would like, and some of the other leadership team are, I'm sure, as well. But apart from that, please just keep it silent so other people can kind of engage in their own prayer space for the rest of the time, if that's okay. Is that okay? So I think we'll move towards prayer now. Yeah? Okay. So if you want to find a position that's comfortable for prayer, where you can feel yourself open to the Lord, you can just even make a physical gesture of your openness and availability and readiness to receive what it is that he has for you. And you might find it helpful just to stop and take brief stock of sort of where and how you are this morning, what is on your mind and heart, what state you're in, if you're whatever it may be. There's no judgment about how you are. Just note it so that you can bring your most authentic self to the Lord today. And then I invite you to become aware and mindful of the Lord's love for you. Our Lord is not subject to our human limitations, so his love is not tangled up. Sometimes the human love we receive is tangled, and if your experience of love has been difficult, I just invite you to note that the Lord's love is not like that. So please don't associate the Lord's love with pain. The Lord's love is free and perfect and holy because God is perfect and holy. And so his love for you is without any chains. It's without any baggage. It's just pure, unfiltered delight and joy in who you are, and care and concern with great tenderness for all that happens to you. Scripture tells us that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. So that means even in this moment, he's turned towards you and he's pouring his love into you. So you might want to picture like a shaft of light coming through one of these windows. And I just invite you, as deeply as you're able, to receive his love, to accept it, to allow him to love you, and to rest in that. It also says that he's written your name on the palm of his hand. And we know there's a trend now for people to have their children's names tattooed on their bodies, isn't it? And it's saying, you, this is my number one most precious thing. And God says that about you. You are his number one most precious child. So just allow yourself to be his precious little child for a moment. See whether you can see his face of love looking at you, like you're his precious little one. So I invite you to remain in that knowledge as deeply as you can for the rest of this morning. May all of your prayer and response and conversation with the Lord be in light of his precious and pure and tender love for you. And if you just want to stay in this space for the rest of the morning, that's fine. You can find a couch or a beanbag to curl up on and just know yourself loved. But what we want to do for everyone who feels able and ready is to start to become aware of the things that you are carrying today and in this season. Those sticking points where holiness and perseverance maybe need a bit of help, where maybe that takes a bit of effort. It's not necessarily coming naturally because it's a challenge. So as you begin to consider what that is for you just now, where being called to holiness is a challenge, just remember that the Lord loves you and that the Lord is only asking you to take this step in light of his love. And that actually you're only being called to respond with holiness and perseverance because you love the Lord as well and you trust his goodness. You trust the goodness of his calling to you.
So, ladies, in that place, we're just going to put the words of the Magnificat up on the screen, and this is Mary's prayer. And just for a minute or two, just read the words, and then I'm going to invite you to stand, and we'll say it together. So if you're able, willing, can you all come around here? I'd love us to just feel like we're a bit closer and physically present together. And we're going to say this prayer twice. First time, I'd love us just to think about those things on our hearts and minds that we've just, I guess, been spending some time thinking on. Say it with those in mind. And the second time, we're going to actually pray for each other. And if you're happy to, it would be great if you could put maybe a hand on a sister next to you. So, should we say it all together? My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones, and exalted those of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his posterity forever. So, let's pray for one another now, and just really wanting to encourage each other. We don't know everything that's going on, but this can be a real sign of togetherness, putting our hand on a shoulder. We want to give courage to one another. We want to really speak into each other's lives. So if you're willing, able again. So, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
and mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his posterity forever.
Thank you, ladies. Let me just pray for us all as we just go off into time kind of on our own all together. Father, thank you for everyone here. Lord, thank you for this family of believers here. And we praise you for sisters that aren't here as well, that can't be here right now. Father, I want to pray your blessing on my sisters here. Father, whatever is happening in their lives right now, I pray that they would know how richly loved they are, how precious they are in your sight, that you have them, that you care deeply for them. And I pray, Lord, that you would speak very clearly in this next little while as we pray and lift up what's on our heart and the people that are on our hearts to you. Would you listen? And Lord, we pray that we would hear you speaking, hear your voice. Lord, thank you that we can be still and know that you are God. Amen.
Feel free to keep a seat in the middle if you would like to. Feel free to use the prayer stations. We've got about 40 more minutes until the creche is finished. So we will call, I'll probably just let you know from the front that prayer time is finished. But do please pray for whatever is on your heart, for your friends who need prayer, for whatever's going on for you. Use the prayer stations. If you do need somebody to pray with one-to-one, you could maybe come here and find somebody to pray with you.